morning. My guest this morning is Halim Dalil. She is an author and is going to be telling us about her new book called Becoming Real in 24 Days. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about what Becoming Real in 24 Days is about. It sounds like a fascinating study.
Thank you. It really is interesting. You've heard of Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall.
Right, of course.
Which were seminal events for those movements, the Black movement, women's rights, and LGBTQT. But also, this is the seminal event, the San Francisco sit-in for people with disabilities. Like those other events, they weren't the only events in these important movements. But the San Francisco sit-in was the one that set the focus and really brought the country's attention.
Right, the iconic one.
It was the iconic one, yes. Uh-huh. Right. And it happened in 1977. President Carter had just taken office, and we had been waiting. In fact, we had representatives working on regulations to implement the very first civil rights law for people with disabilities. So many syllables, I'm sorry, but it was the 1973 Rehabilitation Act, uh-huh. Section 504. It's just at the last minute of approving and working on that act for Congress. The staffers said, let's throw in the rights of people with disabilities, that if you're receiving money from the federal government, you cannot discriminate in your programs and services.
Wow.
Against people with disabilities.
So it was almost an afterthought at the beginning.
It was an afterthought. And then the community was very upset because by 1977, we still didn't have regulations to implement that law. So the leaders staged demonstrations in 10 cities across the country. And the one in San Francisco is the one that lasted the longest. Mm-hmm. LA people were starved out. The DC people were starved out. But it was San Francisco, and we stayed there for 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
It was a remarkable event, a great personal sacrifice by many people. By the third night, there were 150 people staying on the fourth floor of the federal building and refusing to leave. And I was one of those people that went back to D.C. to work with people in the White House and work with Congress members there. And we succeeded in stopping President Carter from reinstituting that shameful doctrine of separate but equal.
Great. So how long have you been working on this book?
Oh, since 1977, actually, because I ended up taking 300 photographs, uh-huh. 350, and I kept all the documents, and I took personal notes. And the reason I did this was because my children were little at the time, and I couldn't stay overnight in San Francisco. So I lived in Sonoma, and I would drive back and forth every day and bring my children. And on the fourth day, they wouldn't let us in. They said, no more people with disabilities are coming in this building. And so if you went in, you had to stay, and if you left, you couldn't go back in. So I called Ms. Magazine. I don't know if you remember Magazine. And they gave me an assignment to do the story and borrowed a beautiful old Nikon from a friend of mine. It was a professional photographer. And he showed me how to use the f-stop and taught me how to use the camera. And so I went back to the building with the Nikon around my neck, and I was press. And so they had to let me in.
Right. So what we're talking about here is that on Sunday the 11th, September 11th at 2 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts, there's going to be a conversation with you about your book and opportunity for people to purchase it, to at least look at it and so on.
Yes.
Great.
Of course.
Well, congratulations.
And a slideshow.
And a slideshow, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Of the historic photographs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And once again, that's September 11th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Occidental Center. For information, 874-9392, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.